हरि ओम। वी विल समराइज लास्ट वीक्स टॉक एंड देन स्टार्ट टुडेज मंत्रस। विल स्टार्ट बाय ऑफरिंग होमेज टू द गुरु द टीचर एंड टू द स्टूडेंट। ओम नमो भगवते वैवस्वताय मृत्यवे ब्रह्म विद्याचार्याय नचिकेतसे च। सो वी आर ऑफरिंग अवर प्रोस्ट्रेशन टू ओम नमो भगवते टू भगवान यमराज। हु इज ही? वैवस्वताय। ही इज द सन ऑफ लॉर्ड सन, एस यू एन, सन ऑफ लॉर्ड सन विवस्वान। And Vivaswan is the one to whom Bhagwan Shri Krishna first revealed the knowledge. He says in the fourth chapter of the Bhagavad Gita, Imam Vivasvate Yogam Proktavanaham Avyayam. I am the one who gave this knowledge to Lord Sun. And then Lord Sun gave to his son Manu, and here to Yamaraja also. And he is also Mrityave. Mrityave means he is the Lord of Death. And that means he not only takes us away at the time of death, but also judges us along with his scribe Chitragupta. He judges our actions, good and bad actions, and based on those, he gives us good or bad outcome. So either we may get sent to heaven, or we may get sent back to earth for another opportunity to improve, or maybe even sent to lower worlds, hell. So that is what is called Mrityave. And Brahma Vidyacharyaya, he is the Lord, the teacher, the Guru, Lord who has given us this Brahma Vidya. He is the Acharya. And Nachiketa Secha, and our prostrations are also to Nachiketa, who is a perfect student, as we will see in the mantras, who has great vairagya and mumukshutvam. So to that we prostrate. And last week we had covered the meaning of Upanishad. Upanishad, near. Upa, ni means nishchayena, shat means to remove all ignorance, to destroy all our ignorance. So the student approaches the teacher with determination to destroy his ignorance. And we had studied last week that Upanishad is a pramana, is a means of knowledge. So the pramata, me, the knower, uses this pramana, this means of knowledge, to know prameya. Prameya is the goal of knowledge or purpose of knowledge. In this case, it is Brahma Vidya. So the purpose of knowledge is to know Brahman as my true self. And when that knowledge is complete, it is called Prama. So Pramata, using Pramanam, knows the Prameya, and the final result is Prama. So before we start any text, there are four things which we have to know, which is called Anubandha Chatushtaya. Anubandha means the four factors to study a text. One is Adhikari, who is the right fit student for this knowledge. In this case, Nachiketa, we will see he had great vairagya and mumukshutvam, and you and me also, we have to develop that vairagya and mumukshutvam if we want to get this knowledge. What is Vishaya? What is the topic? Jiva Brahma Aikyam, the oneness between Brahman and the self. Brahman and me, the self. Not me, the individual body, but the me, the self, that is one consciousness presenting as all this. So Jiva Brahma Aikyam is revealed through this knowledge. So that is the Vishaya. What is the Prayojanam? Parmananda Sukha Prapti Atyantika Dukha Nivritti. So may I have the supreme bliss, the highest bliss, and may my sorrows be removed. And that can only happen through the infinite, knowing the infinite, because everything else will give me limited sorrow and will give me limited knowledge and give me sorrow. So I want to have unlimited joy, unlimited bliss, and remove all my sorrows. So, and what is Sambandha? What is the relationship? What will this text do for me? This Upanishad will take me towards moksha, liberation. And what is liberation? Is freedom from all my problems, my difficulties, my sorrows. So adhikari, vishaya, prayojanam, and sambandha. In our life, when we need freedom from sorrows, what do we do? Oh, I have problems. So I sit down and watch a movie. So 3 hours at least, I have forgotten my problem. Or some people go to the bar and have 2-3 drinks. Then maybe for 6 or 8 hours, they forget their problems. Then they come back. But what we are looking for is permanent solution, and that can only happen with the knowledge of the Upanishads. So first mantra, Ushana Havai Vaja Shravasaha Sarva Veda Sam Dadau Tasyaha Nachiketa Nama Putra As. Ushana means having desires. Havai means once upon a time. Vajashravasaha. So Vajashravasaha, his father was name was Vajashrava. So Nachiketa's father is called Vajashravasaha. The son of Vajashrava, his actual name was Gautama. And Sarva Vedasam Dadau, and he gave away everything that he possessed. Sarva Vedasam, everything that he possessed, Dadau, he gave away. He was performing a Vishwajit Yajna where he was supposed to give away everything he possessed. And Tasya Ha Nachiketa. So he, Tasya, of him, there was Nachiketa, was his son, Nama. His name was Nachiketa. Putra As. He was the son of Vajashravasaha. His name was Nachiketa. So here we see that the yajna that Vajashravasaha was performing is called Vishwajit Yajna, where you're supposed to give away everything that you possess. And this yajna used to be performed in the past by kings, where they would conquer a kingdom and come back and then give away everything that they had accumulated to their subjects. Or householders, before taking sannyas, they would give away everything they possessed and then take sannyas. So the purpose of yajna or charity or giving can be material or can be spiritual. So it can be that by doing this yajna and doing this charity, you know, may my business do well. If I'm doing a yajna, starting my business or my factory or a new office, or may my son get admission in college, or may my daughter get married, or may I have a lot of wealth. So those are material benefits. The other purpose of doing such yajnas and spiritual practices is inner growth. That through this, may my inner mind and intellect grow, and may I develop sadhan chatushtaya, like vivek, vairagya, shat sampatti, mumukshutvam. And we can see that the punyas can be for material gain, for spiritual gain. And sometimes people who have accumulated punyas, they develop hatred towards somebody. It can be to a person or to a politician or a leader or to a whole community. And they say when you develop hatred to anybody, it takes away your punyas. So in our life, we should be kind and compassionate to all. And if somebody is doing something bad, you know, one is if he's doing it to me, then I can try to take care of it. But if there is some politician or some leader or some war is being fought and somebody is, you know, being destroyed or tortured, by getting my mind upset and getting angry and hatred towards that community or that army or to that leader, all I'm doing is exhausting my punya. So they say, be a sakshi, a witness, and say, this is not something I have to worry about. If somebody is killing somebody somewhere or somebody is destroying, there is the Lord Bhagwan who is the karma phala data, and he will give वट एवर इज रिक्वायर्ड, जिसकी दुनिया है वही संभाले. वाई शुड आई गेट माई माइंड अपसेट अबाउट ओ सो मेनी पीपल आर बींग किल्ड. या यू हैव सिंपथी इन योर माइंड और प्रे फॉर देम, बट नो नीड टू गेट माई माइंड अपसेट एंड गेट एंग्री. सो दैट इज द डिप्लीशन ऑफ पुण्यस. सो इन दिस केस गौतमस पर्पज वॉज हेवन, एंड वी कैन सी दैट He had faith in the Vedas, in the Karma Kanda. He knew that doing rituals will bring me punya, and he believed in rebirth, that there will be another birth, and that's why he, and the life after death, he believed. So that's why he was doing this, this yajna and doing this charity, so that the results he may get. And we can see his father was a very generous individual, very evolved soul, and so he was the son of a very noble father, but unfortunately he was trying to play with the system. As we shall see later on, he was doing the yajna but not carrying out all the purposes, like he was supposed to give all his cows, he was not doing that. So when you play with the system, we forget that God is within us as antaryami, as all-knowing principle. How can we cheat that God? So that is the misunderstanding. And he had a lot of desires. He had desire for heaven. He had desire for material success. And so because of these desires, he was doing the yajna. Talking about having a lot of desires, this man in his attic finds a very old lamp, with probably for a long, many, many years had been put somewhere, and he starts cleaning it, the brass lamp, and out comes a genie, and he says, I'll give you three wishes because you freed me from the lamp, three wishes. So he says, okay, let me have $10 million. And immediately two large suitcases filled with $100 bills appear. And genie says, this is $10 million. It's a second wish. He says, I want a Ferrari. And immediately on his garage, a yellow, beautiful Ferrari appears, looking like a spaceship, very beautiful, and says, what's your third wish? He says, third wish, I want to become irresistible to women. Women should desire me and want me all the time. And the genie turns him into a diamond necklace. So wrong kind of desire gives you wrong kind of result. The second mantra, तमह कुमारम संतम दक्षिणासु नियमानासु श्रद्धा विवेश सो मन्यत. सो तमहम, सो ही हैड अ सन कुमारम, कुमारम संतम. सो देयर वाज अ सन कुमारम. कुमारम मींस वन हु इज बिटवीन 7 to 10 इयर्स ओल्ड. सो दिस बॉय वाज अराउंड 8 or 9. सो दैट and his name was Nachiketa. We had already seen that in the first mantra. And what was this boy doing? Dakshinasu Niyamanasu. He was seeing how this Dakshina, the charity, was being done and all the objects that were being distributed. And Shraddha Vivesha. And a Shraddha arose in him. Shraddha, one Shraddha is the faith in the scriptures and faith in the Guru, which Shankaracharya ji says. But here he had faith in the scriptures, where he felt that the scriptures were not being properly honored by his father. So Gurudev in his commentary says, Shraddha can be for material or can be a vision of the soul, where my soul is connecting, rising to connect to the higher. So that kind of Shraddha arose in him, and so manyata, and so he thought. So we see that this Kumara, why a young child is being used to convey this knowledge to us, because children, when they are young, they have pure intellect, 0, 1, or 2 years. They have not been contaminated, and they accept the world as it is. They do not judge, they do not criticize, and they have spontaneous love and joy and compassion. You can see in their eyes. And as we get older, up to Kumara, up to 7, 8, 9, this pure intellect is still there. But then as we get older in teenagers and older individuals, and as we grow in age, we get contaminated by the world, by all the ideas of the world. So That's why it's said to be pure intellect, that is young. So this young boy had a pure intellect, and he was overcome by this idea that the scriptures are not fully being followed. And Shraddha can be of the world or can be of the higher. So one, as we said, is a faith in the scriptures, in the guru, in God. Shraddha is also can be in the world. Like I get into a plane, I have faith that the pilot has had a good night's sleep and he didn't drink too much last night. And then I have faith that the mechanic has taken care and checked all the parts of the plane. So that Shraddha we have. So faith in the higher is called Shraddha. One is Vishwasa. Vishwasa is faith, is belief. Vishwasa is belief. When does it become Shraddha? When Vishwasa accompanied by Jnanam. So belief in something accompanied by the right knowledge, then that becomes Shraddha. And we find that this Nachiketa's father, there are two versions. One is that he had kept the good cows and then given away the old cows. Other is that he had transferred the good cows to his wife and children's name and then kept only the, in his name, the bad cows, and that were given away. We'll talk about that in the next mantra. So this is what people do when they go to the mission or to the church. They give up old things, you know, this drawer and this table and this chair. It is, you know, it is all dented and scratched and it doesn't fit with my furniture and I want to get new. So they give up their old things. I don't need it. So give it in charity, give it to the mission. Or their old car, 180,000 miles, the car is not running, needs repair. So such things people give away in charity. So they say when you give up, you should give up what you love, and that is spirit of sacrifice. So best is to give up, you know, give a check or give something that will benefit the organization receiving. So one is the act of sacrifice and one is spirit of sacrifice. What is the spirit? Act sacrifice, charity should be done with the right spirit. And here Nachiketa is thinking that as the son, I am also the property of my father, because my father gave me birth and then took care of me and all that. So I belong to the father. So I also should be given, and that we will see in the subsequent mantras, that I am also the father, and may my father's yajna be improved by me also being given. Third mantra, Pito Daka Jagda Trena Dukta Doha Nirindriyaha Ananda Namate Lokaha Tan Sagachati Tadadata. So Pito Daka, they had drunk their last drop of water. As we see sometimes when people are in a terminal state and you try to put water in their mouth and it comes out the nose, they can't even drink water. So these cows could not have drunk their last water. Jagda Trina, and eaten the last blade of grass. They couldn't eat any grass anymore. Dugda Doha, they could not give any more milk. So what use is a cow if it doesn't give any milk? And Nirindriyaha, and all their 10 senses were not working. They could hardly see, could hardly hear. They couldn't walk. They couldn't procreate. They couldn't have calf children. So useless cows. And one who gives such cows or such gifts in charity, what happens to them? Ananda. It's not Ananda. It is Ananda, means joyless. Nama te lokaha. So the worlds they go to are called the joyless worlds. Tan sa gachati, there such a person who does such charity, gives away old cows, useless things that are not useful to him and not useful to anybody, he will go to worlds that are joyless. That means worlds of sorrow, स गच्छति ता ददत, वन हु गिव्स सच काउ सच गिफ्ट्स ही विल गो टू जॉयलेस वर्ल्ड्स। एंड वी हैव इन इन ईशावास्य उपनिषद देयर इज अ ब्यूटिफुल मंत्र, असूर्या नाम ते लोकाः अंधेन तमसा वृताः तागुम्स प्रेत्याभि गच्छन्ति येके च आत्महनो जनाः। सो दीज पीपल हु आर आत्महना, हु हैव डिस्ट्रॉयड देयर सेल्फ, देयर आत्मा, आत्मा डज नॉट मीन द कॉन्शियसनेस बट डिस्ट्रॉयड ऑल देयर गुडनेस एंड डन दीज रॉन्ग काइंड ऑफ एक्शंस, दे गो टू असूर्या लोकाः, द वर्ल्ड विदाउट सन, अंधेन तमसा वृताः, विद ब्लाइंडिंग डार्कनेस। सो वर्ल्ड्स विच हैव नो सन, SUN, विच आर डार्क एंड ब्लाइंडिंग डार्कनेस। सो हियर डज नॉट मीन लाइट ओनली ऑफ द सन बट द ब्लाइंडिंग इग्नोरेंस वेयर द नॉलेज इज कवर्ड बाय इग्नोरेंस। एंड तागुम्स ते प्रेत्या भी गच्छन्ति, सो दीज पीपल आफ्टर डेथ गो टू सच वर्ल्ड्स and they are called atmahana, they have destroyed their self. So here we see that giving such is a waste, because it's not useful to the person who is receiving. So the example they give is that, you know, the mission needs young students to study and then come and study and then serve the mission. You know, we have this course in Mumbai for 2 years. And after that, the students learn and then they can serve the world. And there somebody, a grandfather says, you know, I will come in my grandson's place. My grandson, he should study, have a family, earn money, take care of his parents. So he has so much to do. So they don't want to give him to the mission. So they say, I will come. Now this 75, 80-year-old grandfather, he comes and he says, oh, I can't drive. So I need a ride to come to work. So you have to give him a ride. Then he says, I can do this, I can't do that. So that's another problem. And then he needs a ride back. So such a volunteer is of no use. So similarly, the cows that are to be given should be young and healthy, that will be useful to the institution or to the Brahman to whom the gift charity is being given, and should be useful for a long time, should not be a waste. And we see that this student Nachiketa was very bright. Putra has another interpretation in our scripture. He says, Puna nama narakat trayate iti putraha. So putra, the son, is the one who protects his father from the narka called Puna. Puna nama narka trayate. So that means the student who follows the right path and then helps his parents to follow the right path protects his father from this narka called Puna. And when we do something, you should do the right thing that you benefit from, not waste your time. Like people go to an Ivy League college and they are supposed to study for 4 years and come out brilliant and with ability to function in the world and handle problems. And in the school, when they are given an assignment or something, what they will do is from the internet, they will cut and paste from Google and just finish their project, their assignment. Or nowadays, it is artificial intelligence. With AI, they will do the project. Then that education of 4 years is not going to benefit him. He's not going to come out from there ready to handle the world's problems. So same way, doing this yajna should be so that the person may benefit from it, not waste his time, waste his money, because the father was spending a lot of money also, a lot of 16 Pandit Brahmanas were there, all the yajnas were going on, and he's not going to get the benefit of his efforts. Now mantra number 4, स होवाच पितरं तात कस्मै मां दास्यसीति, द्वितीयं तृतीयं तं होवाच मृत्यवे त्वा ददामीति। सो स होवाच, सो नचिकेता, ही सेड, स होवाच स्पोक टू पितरं, टू हिज फादर, एंड व्हाट डिड ही से, ओ तात, तात मीन्स ओ फादर, कस्मै माम दास्यसि इति. कस्मै मीन्स टू होम, माम मी, दास्यसि इति. टू होम विल यू गिव मी. एंड नॉट ओनली वंस बट द्वितीयम तृतीयम सेकंड एंड थर्ड टाइम तम होवाच. ही सेड इट अगेन एंड अगेन टू हिज फादर थ्री टाइम्स. By now, the father was irritated because he was in the middle of the yajna, doing a lot of rituals and chanting and offering things in the fire, repeating after the priest. And he found this young boy disturbing him. So he said, I give you to death. Mrityave tvam dadami. To death, mrityave tvam dadami. I give you to death. This is the modern way of saying, go to hell. You know, we tell somebody, when we are irritated, go to hell. So this was the father's way of saying, I give you to death. And we see that the father was very busy doing things. And he felt that this eight-year-old boy, he should be playing or he should be sitting quietly. You know, children should be seen, not heard. He should sit quietly and watch the yajna or go out and play. That's what we find in the temples. Parents are doing puja inside and children are just running around. They only come when there's time for prayer, I mean, for time for lunch or time for dinner or maybe at the time of aarti. So same way, he wanted his son not to disturb him, not to interrupt. And what he had done was, out of 5 to 6,000 cows, the good ones he kept, and 500 or 600 useless ones, which we saw in the last mantra, were given. And such cows nowadays go to the slaughterhouse where they are slaughtered. And it's so strange that people will have this society for prevention of cruelty to animals. And if somebody's cruel to a dog, he will be put in jail or fined or penalized, or to a cat. But then millions of cows are slaughtered every day. Chickens are killed, pigs are killed, and that they have no problem slaughtering them. They say, oh, in the name of protein, to get more protein, it is okay to kill animals. So this is a very hypocritical method. So that's what we find, that this bright child was observing and he was seeing that it is a tragedy going on. My father will not get the full result of this yajna. And he wanted to do whatever he could to help. And the father was not a saint, because as we see, he got easily annoyed instead of listening to his child and paying attention, but he ignored him and finally got irritated. That's what they say, when children say something, we should not ignore them, we should listen. And Nachiketa trying to help, the example is like, say, a mother and father are having financial problems and they're talking, how will we pay the mortgage? And this little girl brings her piggy bank where she has put some coin. He says, oh, mom and dad, you can use this money. That will help you in your need, time of need. Or there's a mother who is cooking. There is a big party coming up and she has so much work and she's all stressed out. And again, the little daughter comes and says, mom, let me help you. I can cook. I can help. She's only 4 or 5. So same way, Nachiketa was trying to help. And we see that age is not in years, but in maturity. You know, who is the mature one? And we find that people who do not think correctly, then they get easily annoyed and their mind becomes a saboteur. It sabotages their thinking because their mind has been given up to temptations. So we see, same way, see, father is under the influence of temptations. His mind is not thinking correctly. He gets annoyed and says the wrong thing. That's what we find, that when there is anger, then people say things that they don't wish, and they get easily angry. In the second chapter also, in Bhagavad Gita, it says, when the mind is overcome with anger, then the person loses all sense of discrimination and his mind gets deluded. And then he does things that he should not have done. And sa pranashyati, Bhagavan says. So same way here we see that this father gets deluded. And another reason the son wants to say that whom will you give me? I want to become a gift, because it is said that for the son to be given away in charity, the son's permission has to be taken. So here we see that the son is giving permission to the father and saying, okay, father, you can give me, so that I can be of use to somebody, and that will help you to get benefit of your yajna. So this beautiful thinking of the child, and we see, so in this four mantras, we see that there was this father who was doing this yajna, and his son was Nachiketa, and he was doing this Vishwajit yajna, where he was supposed to give away everything, but he got under the influence of temptation and kept all the good cows and was going to give away cows that are old, that are no use to anybody. And we see the wisdom of the son, who realizes that my father is doing the wrong thing and tries to fix the problem, fix the solution. So next week we'll see how this father's angry comment, go to hell, I give you to death. What is the result of that? And how Nachiketa carries this out. He goes and sits in a corner and thinks about it, and we'll see the answer to that as to what happened after that. Thank you. Hari Om. Om Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi. Harihi Om Shri Gurubhyo Namaha. Harihi Om. Thank you. Hari Om.